through the back window of our 59 wagon, I watched my best friend Jamie slipping further away.
Country singer Patti Loveless was born Patricia Ramey on this date in 1957 in Pikeville, Kentucky. As a young girl, she listened to the Opry on a radio propped in the kitchen window and first saw live music when her father, a coal miner, took her to see Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs at the Pollyanna Drive-In. At 16, she had a writing-singing stint with the Grand Old Opry's Wilburn Brothers. Loveless married Terry Loveless, the Wilburn's drummer, in 1976, and both played in various rock bands in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. After a bout with alcoholism, Loveless moved to Nashville in 1985 to pursue a career in country music again. Although her marriage broke up that year, she kept her married name, changing the spelling slightly. Her brother Roger helped her secure a singles deal with MCA Records, and she cut her first album in 1987. Her first top 10 hit was If My Heart Had Windows, originally a hit for George Jones in 1967. Other hits followed, including A Little Bit in Love, Timber, I'm Falling in Love, and Chains. The Opry inducted her in 1988. She left MCA and arrived at Epic Records in 1992. She immediately hit number one with Blame It on Your Heart in 1993 from the album Only What I Feel. The heartbreaking How Can I Help You Say Goodbye entered the top 10 in 1994. With the feisty I Try to Think About Elvis and the delicate Here I Am and You Don't Even Know Who I Am, When Fallen Angels Fly was awarded the 1995 CMA Album of the Year, only the second time a woman has won. With that momentum, Loveless scored two number one hits, You Can Feel Bad and Lonely Too Long, from 1996's The Trouble with the Truth. That year, she was voted the CMA Female Vocalist of the Year and the Academy of Country Music's Top Female Vocalist in 1996. During the last decade, Loveless has continued recording and releasing new albums. And it's okay to cry. Come let me hold you, and I will try. How can I help you to say goodbye? On this date in 1969, the first commercial barges from Wheeling, West Virginia and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, docked at the port of Little Rock, thanks to progress on construction of the McClellan Kerr Arkansas River Navigation System. The project, which was initiated to control flooding and improve navigation along the river, handles hundreds of thousands of shipments annually, provides cost savings to hundreds of companies, and has added billions of dollars each year in trade transportation in Arkansas and Oklahoma. Former professional wrestler Jesse Ventura was sworn in as governor of Minnesota on this date in 1999. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.